What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, this is a very religious week. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday. This coming Sunday is Easter Sunday. The Clare's choirs are very busy, obviously. Passover is coming up. And apparently over in Israel, some Palestinian Christians were having a Palm Sunday procession, and the Israeli soldiers just attacked them. And all these Palestinians were carrying were palm fronds, and they were singing hymns. And yes, some of them had Palestinian flags, and the Israeli soldiers just attacked them. Now, there is a planned mass Palestinian demonstration coming up very, very soon. And Israel is deploying 100 sharpshooters on the Gaza border ahead of those protests. Meanwhile, Israel has announced plans to demolish the entire village of al-Hiran in the southern Negev region come April. This will force 350 Palestinians into homelessness. Okay, so let's talk about the economy. They had a good day on the stock market today. One of the problems with Donald Trump's omnibus bill is it does boost borrowing, and the U.S. government is issuing $300 billion, with a B, in new debt this week alone. This is the largest debt issuance since the 2008 financial crisis, and that debt is a serious problem. I know there's a lot of people who are saying debt doesn't matter, all that matters is liquidity. But if we get into a trade war with China or anybody else, that debt comes back to haunt us. Now, bond auctions have been weak due to the large supply trade war concerns. There isn't actually as much demand for U.S. bonds as there used to be. They're not considered that they're as solid as once they were. And again, if Donald Trump continues to anger China, either over Taiwan or the South China Sea, China could just dump their U.S. treasuries. There's a treasury bubble out there. And if China were to dump all of their treasuries, that bubble could burst. China, meanwhile, is warning the United States against opening a Pandora's box of a trade war. So a lot of tough talk out there, and basically China is saying we would like to recommend the United States to refrain from any actions that could harm the trade and economic relations between the two countries. Otherwise, the United States will fall into the pit it is digging for others. Unfortunately, Trump is negotiating from a position of economic weakness because of all that debt, because of the long time it's going to take to revive our manufacturing, because of that GMO agriculture that people do not want. Now, over at Villis Capital Management, John Thompson, who's a hedge fund manager, is saying Tesla is just months away from total collapse. And he's basically saying the reality is companies eventually have to make a profit. And he doesn't see that happening with Tesla. All companies, when they start up, they operate at a loss for the first few years, depending upon the product or service. It can be anywhere from a couple of years to maybe 5 years. But after that, you've got to be making money in order to pay back all the debt, pay your investors. And so far, Tesla continues to operate at a perpetual loss. Another story coming on out of Zero Hedge. As we see more and more ramping up of talk of sanctions against Iran, story out of Zero Hedge is that Iran can actually skirt sanctions if the oil sector is pressured by a Western crackdown. And Iran could do a lot of different things to skirt tighter sanctions on the oil sector, such as sending oil to different places. See, not everybody on the planet is on board with these sanctions. The sanctions say Iran can't sell oil to the United States, but there are plenty of other people who want to buy that oil. The U.S. grip on these other countries is starting to slip. We can see that with the number of countries who refuse to go along with this ousting of Russian diplomats. We're seeing a lot of countries that are out there saying they don't want any more sanctions because it causes more harm to them than to the target. And this gets us to an article. We mentioned this in a brief one of our phone calls earlier in the show. Why the U.S. is trying to deprive Europe of cheap Russian natural gas. And obviously, from Trump's point of view, this is part of his America First strategy. And he's seeking to weaken European countries that pose a challenge to the U.S. economy. Now, right now, much of Europe is in as much economic trouble as the United States itself is. So it's not a case of becoming economically stronger. It's a case of trying to make the other people, other countries, in more economic trouble than we are. And over at Sputnik, contributor Dmitry Likuk was saying that from an economic point of view, the old industrialized continental Europe is now seen more as a competitor rather than as a partner. And as a result, we're seeing it already with protectionism, tariffs, and we're seeing it with an attempt to basically deprive Europe of low-cost resources to fuel its manufacturing sector. And that's a big part of the U.S. opposition to Nord Stream. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, the economy is seriously out of whack. We've been talking about how out in California, in Silicon Valley and the Bay Area, wages and salaries are stagnant, but real estate prices, even for rentals, are going right through the roof because we're back to house flipping, the same practice that led to that 2008 meltdown. And as it turns out, this economic pressure for a place to live is starting to drive people out of the city. And I'm sure probably the deterioration from all the refugees and illegal immigrants is helping it. But it's so bad that U-Haul is actually running out of trucks to rent to Bay Area residents who want to basically relocate outside the area. And yes, there's such a thing as a one-way rental, but they have to find somebody to drive the trucks back. We were talking the other day about how the latest housing trend are dormitories for middle-level workers. We're talking, you know, mid-managers, people who should be making good money, people who should be living the American dream, and instead they're being forced to share dormitories where they get their own bedroom, or maybe they share a bedroom with two or four other people, and there's a shared bathroom and a shared kitchen and a shared social area. And that's the new lifestyle. These are working professionals. We've heard stories about people who actually have full-time jobs at Google who are living in their cars because they can't afford the rents. Now, this is a very alarming story. It's coming out of governmentslaves.info. Apparently, somebody did a survey and found that 21.2% of students are using their student loans to invest in cryptocurrencies. That is incredibly dangerous. Yes, you might get lucky. Yes, you could get wiped out. You should never, ever, ever borrow to invest. That just multiplies the damage if you guess wrong. And if the cryptos collapse, you're still on the hook for that student loan. Now, over in Germany, apparently there was this riot, I guess would be a good way to describe it. Apparently, 80 men got into a brawl with machetes and iron pipes. And apparently, according to a police officer quoted in the newspaper Der Westen, there are three rival groups, and it may be a conflict between the Turks, Lebanese, and the Kurds. And they're saying nobody wants to talk to the police about what was going on, but they think that's what it was. So once again, we're seeing how this open borders policy is bringing the evils that we normally associate to life in the Middle East to Europe and to the United States of America. And ordinary people are against this. I'm against this. But the globalists, they think this is a really great idea. And if people, ordinary people, are getting hurt, if they're the victim of crime, if they're catching these contagious diseases, if they're being raped, apparently that's considered a small price to pay for their political agenda. Now, over in Chicago, we've been talking about Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And not too long ago, he basically started issuing Chicago ID cards to illegal immigrants that would allow them to vote in the elections, even though that is against the law. Now he wants to give drug discounts to anybody holding these Chicago ID cards. The illegals and refugees are getting a better deal from the government than the legal American citizens. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Mike in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing? I was going to say this debt is really blowing my mind. And, you know, I think I look at that debt clock once in a while, and, you know, you would think the more this debt keeps climbing, the faster it's going to climb. I'm not sure if that would be a true statement. But evidently, they just don't care about it because I don't even think Trump really read through this budget and signed it. I mean, we're talking about trillion-dollar debt. Budget now? And we have, and he thinks he's going to start a trade war to, take care of the budget deficit. But we don't create anything over here but debt.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. He can do tariffs and all he wants. People are going to have to pay those tariffs. But our manufacturing was 30 years in decline. Go back to that Michael Moore movie, Roger and Me, and you'll see what happened. All these factories got shut down. They're just rusted hulks now. It's going to take a long time to rebuild our industrial base. It's not going to happen overnight. And for Trump to just go on out there and start flinging tariffs all over the place, it's really not going to work because we don't really have an alternative place to go to buy these products because it's going to take a while for these factories to get rebuilt. And yes, there are a couple of steel mills that are being reopened that hadn't been closed for that long. But overall, for the most part, like our auto industry and everything, it's going to take a while to rebuild all that.
Yeah. I don't know. The future looks crazy to me because, you know, we have a, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world, I think, you know, but, you know, we've got a lot of people and we need jobs. And, you know, they say, that's another thing, you know, they say that the jobs numbers are great. You know, there's never been such, low unemployment, since forever. But where are these jobs? I mean, are these $25 an hour jobs with benefits, and savings plans that people can, you know, have a retirement? I think not. I don't know where these jobs are. And here's another thing. They count part-time as a full-time, I understand. You know, you could have three part-time jobs. That's three jobs, you know, like one full-time job. So, and what about the participation rate? I know that is sky high. So where's 100 million of those people? What's going on with that? Why aren't they counted? You know what I mean?
They're put into a different category. That's how they're hidden. They just shove them into this category of long-term unemployed, and they're not used to base the calculation for the unemployment rate. The new business model right now, they're calling it gig jobs, where you're just hired and fired as needed. And there's no security. There's certainly no pension. You don't qualify for health insurance. We have really descended into total fascism here.
I agree. You know what? You look at all of this stuff. You look at the real estate prices, like you said, in California, and you look at how many homeless. They got 40,000. Am I correct? I'm throwing a number out there. Is there like 40,000 homeless, you know, in the street?
I think it's 60.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, are you serious? Something's going to blow up. And you got everybody's trying to get out of their homes, and there's not enough rental trucks available. I mean, something's going to blow up. You know, if it ever blows up, I really, I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I really wish we would go to some kind of an electronic token type of money system, and that would not allow them to spend and create debt on promises, right? You know what I mean? There wouldn't be any more promises. Our dollar has nothing backing it up but the confidence, in us. And I frankly, Mike, I don't see any confidence at all going on. Do you?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. And it doesn't matter what form the money takes, whether it's ink and paper or whether it's coins or anything. The government can just borrow from other countries, other investors. They can sell bonds, and they can still run up the debt. But the biggest debt mill of all is that Federal Reserve, because every bit of currency floating around in the United States, every Federal Reserve note anywhere in the world, is accruing interest to the Federal Reserve just by sitting in your pocket, just by changing hands, just by going to the person selling you the ice cream cone. It is accruing interest to the Federal Reserve, and that's why our total debt is so totally out of control, because the debt, by design, is always larger than the available money supply, and that makes it impossible to pay off.
Exactly, and like I say, something. Don't you feel like something's gonna? Well, maybe they. And then we were talking about maybe they need a war. Everybody's talking about they see a war coming. That's going to be the answer because of all the debt that they created. I mean, it's really sick, man. Yes, me, really sick. So
it really
I don't
is.
Know, Mike, have a good Friday and love your show, and God bless everybody and. I hope they have a good Easter Sunday, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for that one. We're going to switch over to Joe on Maui. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, first-time caller. I've never called your station, but I listen to you every day religiously. I got to tell you, when I first started listening to you, I thought, oh, I like what he says. He's so smart, but I don't agree with everything. I don't believe in that 9/11 thing. I don't believe in this. But I got to honestly tell you, Mike, I had to call you to tell you this. By listening to the airline stewardesses, the airline pilots, the engineers, you hit it right on the nail. And all the stuff that you say, I got to tell you, it's a little intimidating, and it's actually scary for me. It's hard for me. I have to just live my life, be happy, and just because it's too much for my little brain to absorb all the crap that we're dealing with right now. It is overwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And but we can't pretend ignorance and pretend it's not happening. We're not going to make good decisions about what to do in the future.
I agree with you 100%. And I have so many friends that are good Christians and good people, hardworking family people. And I go, how can't you see this? Why you're just burying your head in the sand? But Mike, I'm actually following after them lately because it's just when you see, first you think it's the swamp. Oh, we're going to drain the swamp. Okay, now you find it's the deep state. Then you see it's not the Democrats. It's not this the whole damn bunch of them. How is one man going to turn the whole damn thing around? And then you're talking about, like the last caller, about the war and about something's got to give. Exactly. But I can't waste every energy of my day because it just bums me out too much. And I like to be informed. That's why I listen to you as my number one favorite program. I am planning to go on your website. I'm not a computer guy. I love it when you start giving knowledge about that, even though I don't know how to use one. I'm 59, and I've resisted it all my life. So I use my cell phone and my smartphone, and I get pretty good use out of that. But the thing is, I will promise to donate some money and energy and positive stuff towards your program, because if you guys went off the air, I mean, I don't know where I could get the knowledge that you give, man. I just don't know where.
Well, mahalo for that one, for the kind words and the donations. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go because we got to take
a break
for commercials. Thank you very much. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the telephone lines. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me, Mike. I got to the caller before me. You know, I just want to tell him, you know, he's go ahead and pop the red pill, man. It may be hard to swallow for a minute, but you'll get past it. And the fact that you're pissed off and angry right now, hey, that's the first stage of waking up. So welcome to the party. A few of us have been here for a while. Now, you reported in a segment or two ago about Israel flying into Iran and some other territory not being detected. Okay, well, I want to test Israel's theory on that. All right, fly back into Syria and see if you won't get detected. You got shot down by a 60-year-old missile system the last time you did it.
We're talking different aircraft. What Israel flew into Iran is the F-35. Apparently the stealth worked. Or again, it may be that Iran and Russia were being cagey and were refusing to be provoked.
Good, if they were. But I asked Israel, go ahead and test the new aircraft. Test it in the F-35. Fly it into Syria. See if you don't get detected. All right, but going to something else, I don't know Are you aware that Trump has announced that they're going to be getting out of Syria real soon? There's an article on Zero Hedge saying that he stated that just today.
Really? No, I hadn't seen that one yet. I'm going to have to look for that one.
Yeah, he stated it. It's on Sputnik. It's on Zero Hedge. And I saw it on a couple other sites. But he stated that just today. They said it was kind of weird how he stated it. But he said that we're going to let someone else handle that. That's no longer our problem. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Wow, that's rather dramatic. I mean, it had in recent weeks been looking like they were getting ready to escalate the situation. But again, this may go back to his meeting with Netanyahu, where Netanyahu said Iran is the priority.
Could be. Speaking of Iran, this is right into the right segue here. Did you see the photograph when President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un met, and then someone snapped a still photo? There was an Iranian general standing in the background.
I hadn't seen that one.
Come across that photo. Okay, I'll see if I can send it to you. But I think that, you know, the game is afoot here. I think World War III, like you've been saying for a while, the sides are aligning, and I think the powers of good and the people who are against a globalist run world, and I call it a satanic run world, who want to stand up for their own moral and values, like China and Russia and North Korea and Syria and Iran, they're lined up against the people who want to run it all. Okay, so, but I was trying to send you that photo to show you that the Iranian general was also at that meeting, was standing in the background.
Yeah, I would like to see that. That's an interesting development.
Okay. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. And Milton, I may have to take you to the commercial break. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, Michael, two calls ago, that gentleman, I can relate the way he feels. I was listening to your show yesterday, which was a repeat, and I'm sorry that you were down and your health, or, you know, you got to take time, too. What I want to say, and I don't know how to convey it, so please bear with me here. You know, everybody in RBN, you know, Alex Jones and all, you guys are all the Paul Revere's, all right? Now, sure, when
yes.
Paul Revere said, you know, the British are coming, people got off their duff and did something. And it seems like this is just, you know, the information is there, but we're not doing nothing on the outside here to help.
Well, the goal here is education. The goal here is to make the citizenry aware of the true nature of corporate media and the government. And I am seeing so many parallels between current events in the United States and events that preceded the fall of this former Soviet Union, along with parallels between the American Empire and the Roman Empire just prior to that collapse as well. They can't keep up this debt-based economy much longer. We're burning out our country with all these wars all over the world, and something's got to break at some time. The wealth inequality in this country is at all-time record levels. People are getting very, very angry. They're very upset. We've got these massive unemployed people, massive homeless, massive hungry. The conditions are ripe for a revolution of some kind. I don't want to see it happen. I certainly don't intend to take part in it. But all the pieces are definitely there.
Yeah, that's what I'm leading up to, you know, like, you know, it's the other side, we want to call them the enemy, whatever name you want to give them, okay, right or wrong. They're making noise. They're doing something. All we're doing is sitting here getting educated. And, you know, someday I'm going to turn on your program and it's going to say, you know, it happened. And we're going to be talking about how, you know, for lack of a better explanation, we were led to the gallows and we did nothing.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I hear a lot of other people saying much the same thing. But again, I don't want to cross that line. I don't think the American people are really ready for any kind of violence in the streets of America. Anyway, Milton, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, out in the University of California, they have two different tuitions. There is a lower tuition for students from California, and then students from out of state have to pay a little bit more. But they've just put in an exception. Illegal immigrants are not subject to the out-of-state tuition hike. Like I said, the illegals and the refugees are getting a better deal than the legal American citizens, and this has got to stop. Now, Huntington Beach is the latest California city to declare that it is not part of the sanctuary system. And meanwhile, Orange County, California, are filing a lawsuit against the California sanctuary law. They're being joined by Trump and Sessions as well. So we may be seeing an end to this nonsense about sanctuary states or sanctuary cities, because these people are committing crimes under Title VIII. And as we talked about earlier in the show about the demographics, rather than try and convince the people to change their mind from conservatism to liberalism, they're just bringing in as many people as they can who are already predisposed to vote Democratic. And the Democratic leadership has already admitted this. They're stealing our country out from under us right in front of our very eyes. Now, over in Great Britain, in the Home Office, they have this database that tracks 600,000 foreign visitors. When you go through the customs and you get checked out, you just get your passport stamped, goes into the computer, they keep track of it. But apparently, something went wrong, and they lost a whole bunch of that data. 600,000 foreign visitors, the details just vanished, and that in found that there were no departure records for 88,000 non-EU visa nationals with ISA identities, nor for 513,000 identified non-visa nationals. Okay. Getting a tsunami warning in here. Now, as you know, during the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., one of the chants they kept saying was, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Well, that applies to a lot of different areas. And let's apply it to police violence, because we know there has been a serious problem with law enforcement just hauling off and shooting people who didn't need to be shot, completely innocent people. They mistake a toy in the hand or a cell phone, and they just open fire. And you have to include that police violence in the issue of gun violence. And so, yeah, enough really is enough. The police are killing a lot more innocent Americans than the mass shooters are, or the terrorists for that matter. Now, the March for Our Lives and this gun grabber campaign has, as usual, backfired. Gun sales are up. Donations to the National Rifle Association tripled after the Parkland shooting. I guess everybody figured on out it was another false flag here. Meanwhile, little quick postscript on this. Apparently over in Oklahoma, a 23-year-old man defended himself from three home intruders with an AR-15 rifle. All right, let's take some phone calls. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Have you heard of the SES, the Senior Executive Services?
Yes, we've had quite a few people call in with that lately.
Okay, because that's where Trump and the whole administration's being blocked, because there's 8,000 of these people. They're in 75 agencies. Obama put in 7,000 of them, and they're just below presidential appointees. And they are the people, the liaison between the government and the rest of the workforce, or the federal workforce. So once we get rid of this SEC, because they're on an agenda backed by the globalists, because Jimmy Carter put them in 78, I believe, or started this thing. And that's where your Imran Awan types come from. And they,
yes,
have, they get, like, very high salaries over the GF-15. So they can get a few million over time. But that's who we have to abolish. And then I think things would look like they're not incompetent. And that's it. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Well, you're welcome, Roxanne. And yeah, the bureaucracy is quite powerful. John F. Kennedy found that out the hard way himself when he tried to break up the Central Intelligence Agency. The fact of the matter is that our government is factionalized between all these different layers. You've got Department of Justice thinking they should be in charge, CIA thinking they should be in charge, SES thinking they're the bureaucrats, they really know what's going on, and politicians just come and go. And so as a result, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of inertia. And yes, that's one of the major reasons why things aren't changing and things aren't getting done, because of that huge bureaucratic inertia, and it is a problem. All right, another phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. Dee was talking about schools a little bit ago. Where I go to school up in Hagerstown, Hagerstown, Maryland. It's Hagerstown Community College. The undocumented citizens, that's my favorite term, by the way, undocumented citizens, what a load. They do not pay in-state or out-of-state tuition. They get a free ride.
Oh, man. That's. And you look at all these legal American citizens' kids who are having to take out these usurious student loans to get an education.
Yep. I mean, and here, I've called in before and told you, you know, I'm blind. I can't even get a scholarship for the disabled because undocumented citizens, or that, like I said, that's my favorite, they get, you know, more benefits, more everything. And people wonder, you know, not only is it a run on the education system, but it's almost better to go across the border and come back illegal. Like, I'm not promoting that, but that's kind of what it seems like.
No, I've heard a lot of people joking about that. Yeah, and how difficult it is to renew a driver's license in Hawaii right now. I almost feel like, again, going down to Mexico and walking across the border and speaking Spanish, because Arizona and California, they're just giving these illegals driver's licenses. They don't have to go through the hoops the legal American citizens do, which completely undermines the whole point of the Real ID system in the first place, where the Real ID is supposed to identify the legal American citizens via their driver's licenses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to comment on the whole this whole gun grabbing thing. Man, I find it funny as throughout the week progresses. I almost compare it to whenever the Death Star, you know, through Star Wars, is getting ready to fire and they had to uncloak, you know, to fire. I've heard people say Trump's, you know, playing them like a fiddle and 4D chess. I'm starting to buy into that, but there's a part of me that's like, no, this man ain't that smart. I mean, I think he's smart, but a part of me's like, no, this isn't some 4D chess being played here. If it is, he did get them to come out and say what their agenda was, which was to come and get the guns. And then you have the, I can't think of the senator's name up in New York. Starts with a C, I think. Come out and say, no, we've never said that we want to take the firearms. Now all week long, they've been saying it. And now, you know, they reverse their reverse what they're saying in 24 hours. Like, that blows my mind.
Well, you know, they made a real hard push for the gun grab. It failed miserably. It stimulates gun sales. Now, of course, some of them are out there saying it's not really about the guns. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. And that, of course, is going to be extraordinarily difficult. It has to pass Congress. The president has to sign it. And here's the tricky part. 3/4 of the states must ratify it.
Yep. And I don't see, I mean, I think Trump came out yesterday, didn't he, and say, I'm never going to repeal the Second Amendment. That's not happening. I mean, Concord and Lexington, that's what we were built on. I mean, do people
Yes.
not remember history? It's utter insanity. I mean, like I told you, the school I go to, Hagerstown, it's a very liberal arts college. I mean, and to have a conversation with people, you walk up to someone and try to talk to them, you know, they get like the deer in the headlights and have no idea what to say back to you. Or what you hear is racist, xenophobic, bigot, and I forget what the other one that they speak, but that's all you ever hear. I mean, it's like, you know, you walk up to a pretty girl and try to say hi, and they act like it's the end of the world, that you're sexually harassing them, and all you're saying is, hey, I just think you're a beautiful lady, and they can't even really accept that. This is what this world's coming to. It's utter insanity.
It really is. And I think a lot of that insanity, especially on the liberal side, is being driven by the social pressure that we're all feeling right now. We're all aware that things are going horribly wrong in this country, but people don't want to turn around and say bad things to their superiors. So they look for some other place to vent their emotions and their doubts and their frustrations. And some of it can get kind of silly out there. But I see these all as symptoms of an impending collapse.
I agree with you. Will you give Miss Claire the best? And I hope you have a wonderful day and have a great rest of the show.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the gun grabbers here and the gun phobia. Apparently, there's this high school student, Zach Casandento. He's a senior at Amity High Regional School, was suspended and arrested as a juvenile after he posted a picture of a toy gun on Snapchat. Now, that, I think, is really extreme. They're trying to scare kids away from even looking at guns or thinking about guns, which is going to be hard to do with all the movies and video games that are out there. But again, I remember when I was in grade school, gun safety was taught. There were shooting clubs in the school. The military surplus rifles were donated so we could all be taught the proper way to handle a gun safely. And we would take our guns to school. We'd leave them in the cloakroom because on the way home from school in the afternoon, we'd be varminting out the gardens. And that was normal life. We didn't have any mass shootings. And today, it's just so completely different. I don't recognize the place anymore. Let's take another phone call. Bob in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. Alex Jones today had Ted Nugent on. And Ted Nugent, of course, is really Second Amendment 100%. And I don't know where he got this, Mike, because I was on the road when I was listening to it, but he was reading something from a Supreme Court opinion that apparently just came out, and four or five of the justices said we do not have a right to defend ourselves.
Well, I would like to see the actual text of that Supreme Court decision, because that is utterly absurd. We live in a country where the police are under no legal obligation to protect us, and now we have Supreme Court justices saying that we don't have a right to self-defense?
Well, I don't know if I know you do take bits and pieces from his show, and I heard that, and I have not had a chance to listen to it again, but... He actually read it verbatim, and I just, I don't know when the decision was made, but apparently it was pretty recent, and of course Ted Nugent's trying to get everybody to get together, understand they are coming after our guns, period. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So,
I need to find that one. I definitely need to find
one. Well, I thought you would find that interesting, Mike, because I know you've got so much on your mind. So, you know, everybody who calls in with a little bit of information hopefully helps out and everybody can research it. So you have a blessed evening and talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call, Bob. We're going to let you go. The lines are open again. That really upsets me. I mean, we've gone down this whole situation about police having no real legal obligation to protect you from violent crime. And now, apparently, we have Supreme Court justices saying that the American people don't really have a right to protect themselves. They're turning us into fodder for the criminals. They basically want a society where criminals can run rampant without any restrictions whatsoever. Okay. Now, getting on back to David Hogg, who's had his 15 minutes of fame on TV trying to rally the American people to surrender their weapons and failing miserably at it. But he's back already. I guess he's gotten addicted to media fame. And he's launching a new crusade. And basically his latest idea is he's opposed to voter ID. And saying that voter ID suppresses the vote of people of color and minorities and the poor. Well, that's utterly ridiculous. We've heard that argument before because people of color and the poor, they have driver's licenses. There's no discrimination there. You go down to the DMV, you can get a driver's license as long as you're able to drive and pay the necessary fees. But the Democrats are desperate to have an election where illegal immigrants are being allowed to vote. And it basically tells us what the Democrats are willing to do to stay in power. And more than that, it does tell us that it's no accident. David Hogg was first on the TV news about a shooting in California. Then he was at Parkland. And now he's out there with his new crusade. He's a media personality now. Now, here's an interesting little story, and it has to do with what has been called helicopter parenting. Now, when I was a kid, again, we walked to school, walked back, carrying our gun. When we were out playing, we could go wandering through the woods and just do whatever we wanted. And over time, more and more states have started saying, this is neglect. When you let your children play in your yard and you're not supervising them, that's neglect, and we're going to send the Child Protective Services after you. And it got really, really oppressive where children were just being kept inside the house and not allowed to go out because the parents had things to do. Well, some common sense has finally broken through, and I'll share it with you after these words from our sponsor.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about helicopter parenting. That over the last couple of decades, we've seen all of these more intrusive laws being put on families. where allowing children to play in your own yard without supervision is considered neglect, and you can get a visit from Child Protective Services. And it really got to be very oppressive. Kids were being kept inside the house by parents who had to do things and couldn't be outside to supervise them. Well, over in Utah, the governor just signed what they call the Free Range Parenting Bill, and it amends the definition of neglect. It goes into effect in May, and it's said to be a first-of-its-kind law in the United States. And it basically says kids need freedom to explore the world, to discover things on their own, and it helps them learn the problem-solving skills and self-reliance they're going to need to be successful as adults. And they do that through independent play and independent exploration. And it certainly worked for my generation. So finally, a little bit of common sense. Before I take this next phone call, I got a clarification on this claim by Ted Nugent that four Supreme Court justices said that we don't have a right to self-defense. That's not exactly what happened. The case is specifically the 2008 Heller case, which struck down D.C.'s handgun ownership ban. And there were two dissenting opinions, which basically said that the common law right of self-defense was never enshrined in the Constitution. So the judge was acknowledging there's a common law right to self-defense, but it may not necessarily be constitutional. One of the other judges said basically the same thing. It all came down to self-defense isn't protected by the Constitution, but self-defense is such a natural right, it doesn't need to be. So it's not exactly the way that Ted Nugent was portraying it. All right, let's take a phone call. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, aloha. As always, great show. Michael, the world is $100 trillion in debt. I've told you this in a previous call. We're $25 trillion in debt when you include the state and local. Do you believe that when the government borrows money, that it is due to fraudulent fractional banking, that the bonds are bought by these mega banks and financial institutions through fractional banking? If they have $1 billion, they've got $10 billion in loaning power. They're buying the debt fraudulently. Do you believe that?
It does seem to be a very real possibility. I know that when the Federal Reserve was established, the founders of the Federal Reserve simply created the money to borrow to buy a controlling interest in it. And so, there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Okay, Michael, 100 years ago, there's very good evidence that when the Federal Reserve was signed into law, that it was done through a very, it was not an honest way it was done, because the seven people that actually formed the idea for the Federal Reserve did so in secret. Okay?
Okay,
what
Jeff.
What I'm saying is
Jeff,
yes.
Jeff, stay on the line. Jeff, stay on the line. We got to do station identification. I'll come right back to you after these words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.